Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining me today at 3 o'clock. We usually do the call at 2, so I appreciate you joining me. I just have a quick update today, so we'll start with the summit. The major questions that I receive from residents of the summit and family members are visitation hours, which continue to be 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. If you have a family member that you haven't seen in a long time, if you're living out of town and you really need to, you haven't spent a lot of time with a summit resident, just let Jen Willis or myself know, and we certainly can help you with that visitation. We want to make sure families are connecting. So if you have any questions, just let us know. But regular visitation is for a 2-hour visit for 2 visitors at a time. We are still looking at potentially changing this sometime in the future, obviously, but that's where we stand right now. And again, I'm going to repeat this again for everyone, overnight guests. We're not quite ready to have overnight guests at the summit, but we will keep you posted. We know how important it is for you to connect with your families. So we will let you know as soon as we're ready to have overnight guests at the summit. And I do receive questions from residents about the guest suite. So just in case you don't know that, we have a guest suite that is a room that family members can stay in overnight. We did this in the past prior to COVID. Family members would rent it like a hotel room, and the guest suite is still being used for storage for our mask shields and all of our COVID supplies. So as soon as we're able to open it up again, we will, but it is basically a storage room at this point. Wilk Manor update. So we have changed our visitation hours a bit. Effective immediately, visitation will be held between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekends. So we're hoping this will be helpful to everyone because, you know, we're able to offer some more hours. Hopefully we'll be able to set up our outdoor tents. So if in case family members want to visit outside, if the weather's cooperating with us, we'll get those up as soon as we can. For Mother's Day, since we will be receiving a higher volume of family members, we just ask that you stick to the times scheduled for your visit. It's really important, especially on Mother's Day, that we're making sure everyone gets to see their family member. Just some other things for Wilk Manor. Dining continues to be going really well. We have 2 seatings right now, an early seating and a little bit later seating for all meals. Hopefully we'll be able to change that back to 1 seating a day, but residents are getting all that exercise coming and going from the dining room, which is great. They're socializing more and they're just enjoying just eating in the dining room rather than by themselves in their apartments. So we're hoping that we can have it down to 1 seating soon. For activities, we continue to have fitness classes, sometimes once a day and sometimes it's twice a day, depending on the day. We are going to be reinstating our Tai Chi classes at Wilk Manor as well. So that, more to come on that. We'll be starting within the next few weeks. I just wanted to give everyone an idea of some of the other programs we have at Wilk Manor going on. We have performers and entertainment that are scheduled. We have singers, and we have people who play the piano coming in. We've also started up our scenic rides so residents can get out and about in the community and look at the lilacs or just drive through parks or residential areas just to, you know, change the scenery. We also continue having our happy hours in the afternoon. So we have a couple of carts that we bring through every floor at Wolf Manor, and we have fun snacks and drinks. So we'll continue to do that. And then now that the weather has changed a bit, we'll be doing small group outdoor walking around our campus. And, you know, we're always available to help anytime anyone needs a help with from us with FaceTime calls. So some family members, you know, they use the phone, but if you need help or we can help your family member with a FaceTime call, we're happy to do so. And just a reminder too, I've had a lot of family members ask about, you know, why can't more people visit at the same time? And we are only allowed to have 20 visitors at a time at Wolk Manor at any given time. So that includes the lodge as well. So I just wanted to make sure everyone's aware of that. That is my short version today, and I hope everyone's well and have a good day.